this is Sam.
Hey, Sam. It's Suzanne Del Banco calling from Catalyst for Payment Form. How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, Suzanne?
Doing pretty well. So I am calling today because I wanted to learn a little bit more about Shatterproof's rating system that it's planning. But before we get into that, I just wanted to let you know we have an audience listening in, and it would be great for their sake if you could just introduce yourself, your role, and a little bit about your organization.
Sure, that sounds great. Thank you. So my name is Sam Arsenal. I direct National Treatment Quality Initiatives at Shatterproof. Shatterproof is a national nonprofit organization dedicated to ending the devastation that addiction causes families. We focus on the prevention, treatment, and recovery from substance use disorders, which is the medical term for addiction. We've helped 15 states pass life-saving legislation in areas like broadening access to naloxone, which is a life-saving overdose reversal medication, improving Good Samaritan laws, and strengthening prescription drug monitoring programs. We've also supported work on the federal level, including legislation around prevention and treatment and education, like the 21st Century Cures Act or the CDC guidelines on opioid stewardship. And we're now starting to launch programs to further our objectives, specifically aimed at transforming the quality of addiction treatment. And this is the work that advances the National Principles of Care, which we released last November and includes the provider rating system that you're calling about.
So, tell me what your strategy is. We know that there's been an increase in real numbers and an increase in awareness of the prevalence of substance use disorders. There's been lots in the news about it. So, what is it in terms of the treatment that's been going wrong, and what's Shatterproof's strategy for improving it?
Sure. So Shatterproof views this as a systems-wide problem. So there's no single solution to changing the quality of addiction treatment because it's really rooted in a number of different areas. And so we've developed this sort of 5-point plan to transform addiction treatment, targeting resources in different areas. So those five pillars are provider ratings, which is the main project we can talk about, as well as provider transformation, consumer and public education, like reducing shame and stigma around substance use disorders, public policy, and then last, payer-based strategies to improve access. So we really view changing the addiction treatment system as, informing consumers of what to look for and what to ask for in finding addiction treatment, making sure that providers are able and willing to provide that kind of treatment that aligns with evidence, and making sure that it's paid for. But in order to do that, we have to have initiatives targeted in each of those areas. And we believe that the provider rating system can provide some transparency around what's actually happening and help us set a baseline for what kind of care is being delivered and is accessible to people, and to help them locate care, as well as to help payers incentivize better quality.
So, I know in medical care generally, we have a couple areas where there's variation. One is there, in some cases, are what we call evidence-based guidelines. So doctors have come together around a certain type of care and agreed on the best course of care based on what we know today. And so we can measure how well providers stick to those guidelines. And then secondly, we can look at other kinds of measures of quality, how well does one provider do versus another, regardless of the process they're using, what are the outcomes that patients are experiencing under their care? So when you talk about the need to, improve the quality of care or help consumers understand the differences across providers, is it both of those things you're trying to get to, or is one more important than the other right now?
It's definitely both of those things, except I think when we're talking about addiction treatment, we want to do whatever will make the patient improve, right? What will help them maintain their quality of life, be able to hold a job or support their families or engage in their day-to-day activities. But in terms of measuring those outcomes, we have less available to us. When it comes to understanding the practices that the providers are engaged in that we know will bring about those outcomes, that's where we're really focusing our initiative to start, because we know that there's decades and decades worth of research around addiction treatment, and that addiction can actually be treated with the same effectiveness as other chronic diseases, but that those practices are not being delivered to patients across the spectrum of addiction treatment providers. So we're starting there, sort of moving the needle or raising the whole tide of quality is our goal in terms of making sure that those things that we know work to, you know, prevent relapse, reduce overdose risk, are all actually available to patients who do seek treatment.
So today, you know, if I had a family member or I myself was suffering from some kind of substance use disorder and I wanted to seek treatment, what kind of information is available to me today? You know, what's a typical path a patient or a family member might go down to try to find care? And what, if any, information is available today to help make a good decision?
That's a really great question. So, you know, a lot of people start looking for addiction treatment in the wrong places, and that's part of the problem. I think that there's generally this misconception about how addiction is treated. A lot of folks, when you think about, you know, how do you treat addiction, what first comes to mind is residential rehab facility. And in reality, residential treatment is necessary for people with a high level of disease severity or maybe, you know, comorbidities with other diseases, but it's not actually what's the right treatment for every patient. In fact, a lot of addiction can be treated in the outpatient setting. And so the best course of care would be to start by asking your primary care provider. Unfortunately, that's not what a lot of people do when they look for addiction treatment. Just like when we look for other services nowadays, you know, a lot of people, the first thing that they do is type in, you know, addiction treatment or, you know, addiction rehab into Google and start to search. And unfortunately, through that, they're being exposed to some providers that are not actually delivering the best quality care. You know, there's been initiatives to change this to make sure that consumers are protected when they're searching in these fashions, but it's just not typical for people to, you know, seek medical care from their primary care provider for addiction treatment unless they're already in a time of crisis or an overdose situation, in which case they might, you know, encounter the medical system in the emergency department. And even then we see, you know, emergency physicians who are very swamped and, you know, maybe not trained in addiction treatment, who don't know how to intervene for these people and where to direct them to the right services. And so the typical path is definitely different for everybody, but what we're hoping to create with this provider rating system is actually a path where people can go and find what is right for them to get connected with a medical provider that is of high quality and can give them information. And I think the other problem has to do with, you know, people don't understand that, or there's a lot of misconceptions around medication to treat addiction, specifically around opioid use disorder, and that, you know, shame and stigma around this treatment itself, in addition to the disease of addiction, deters people from looking for treatment. You know, they're ashamed, or they don't know that treatment could be effective for them. They don't want their friends and family to know. And so, you know, the typical path actually occurs when it's, you know, people are in a high level of crisis versus intervening at an earlier phase where, you know, treatment might be more effective.
So what might this rating system that Shatterproof is working to create look like logistically if someone were to use it? What would that experience be like?
Sure. So we're hoping that consumers will be able to search for addiction treatment based on factors that matter to them. So, you know, is it close to my home? Is it covered by my insurance? Is it in my local community? And is this provider delivering care that aligns with the best practices? So we envision a system that's like a Yelp or an Angie's List type of model for addiction treatment, but we also want to have this powered by a back end of reliable and valid healthcare quality measures that inform those indicators on quality. The other aspect that I think consumers will find really useful is actually feedback from other consumers. So, you know, we can assess whether this provider has access to electronic health records, which is critical for care coordination, or whether they're offering medication, which is a best practice. But that those reliable and valid quality indicators might not capture something like, you know, a 14-year-old girl's experience in a treatment program where all of the group sessions were just 40-year-old men, right? Things like that actually do affect the individual's experience with the treatment program, that could be reported through this consumer feedback portal. Other things like, you know, did you understand or were you a part of your treatment planning, and aspects of the consumer's experience with care that really will help inform this provider's quality in addition to those other measures.
That's a really exciting vision to have, and I'm sure could be of use to increasing numbers of Americans these days. How do you think it will be of use to employers? And, you know, that's the constituency that we work with, and I'm just curious if you guys have thought at all about how where an employer might interface with this.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of ways that employers will be able to interface with this. You know, when we speak with employers through the development of our workplace program, there's a lot of questions about, you know, what does good treatment even look like? And where do I send my employees who might need help? And so I think that this tool will be very useful for them in that sense of directing people to care. But additionally, we view this as a tool to identify those really high-performing treatment centers and create centers of excellence, create some value-based payment structures for those treatment providers that will help incentivize quality improvement and make sure that we're driving towards a space where addiction treatment is paid for in a way that reimburses for the best patient outcome versus just acute care episodes that we know are not actually the best course for treating the disease.
Well, Sam, thank you so much for spending some time with me. I think, you know, Shatterproof's work is really laudable. As you and I have talked about, it reminds me a lot of the early days when I was working at the Leapfrog Group trying to create the first ever rating system for hospitals so that consumers, you know, could have a clue about which hospital they might want to go to, and employers could have a sense of the value of the care they were footing the bill for. So I think this will be a really important addition to what we have in the healthcare system and transparency and all that. So I look forward to seeing how it unfolds. Thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks, Suzanne. We're really excited to get it off the ground and really grateful for your support.